KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report four teens, including one from Atlantic and two from Griswold, were arrested late Sunday night on charges of possession of alcohol under the legal age. Taken into custody was 17-year-old Shelby Takata of Atlantic, 17-year-old Cody Johnson of Stanton, and 17-year-old Tori Herrera and 18-year-old Taylor Watson, both of Griswold. The teens were taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. Sunday following an incident in the 2700 block of Quail Drive east of Stanton. Officials say Watson was cited and released while the juveniles were transported to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, processed and released to the custody of an adult. News time is 7:07.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up early this year. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming spring flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
Two people died and four others were injured during a collision Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 18-year-old Averro Rodriguez of Omaha and 37-year-old Obed Orozco of Logan died after they were ejected from an SUV that collided with a car before rolling into a ditch off Interstate 29. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt. The accident occurred around 9 a.m. Sunday, about 2 miles northwest of Crescent. It happened when a Chevy Tahoe tried to pass a VW Passat as both vehicles were on the right-hand lane of I-29 northbound. The SUV went into the left lane before going out of control and crossing back into the right lane where it hit the VW. Both vehicles went into the east ditch and rolled several times before coming to rest in the ditch. Injured in the crash was the driver of the SUV, Joel Garcia Lucero of Omaha, and two passengers in his vehicle, 25-year-old Mario Amaya Elizalde and 27-year-old Alejandro Gardea, both of Omaha. Amaya Elizalde and Gardea were wearing their seatbelts while Garcia Lucero was not. The trio were transported to an Omaha trauma center for treatment. A passenger in the car, 25-year-old Nicholas Miller of Glenwood, was also injured and transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs. The patrol's report did not indicate if the driver of the car, 49-year-old Richard Miller of Pacific Junction, was hurt. And while the accident remains under investigation, officials said the SUV was littered with beer cans and reeked of alcohol. Sheriff's officials in Page County said over the weekend a Red Oak woman suffered burns and scrapes associated with an airbag deployment after her vehicle made contact with a tractor Friday evening while attempting to pass the implement. The accident happened about 2.5 miles east of Essex. Authorities say 35-year-old Jamie June McAdams of Red Oak was traveling east on Highway 48 between G and H Avenues at around 5 p.m. Friday when she attempted to pass a John Deere tractor which was pulling a grain wagon. The right front side of McAdams' 1995 Ford Taurus hit the grain wagon and continued to make contact with the wagon as she continued east. After her vehicle's airbags deployed, both the car and tractor and wagon came to a stop. McAdams was treated for her injuries at the scene and cited for failure to maintain control. Damage to her car was estimated at $3,000, while there was no damage to the grain wagon or tractor. The driver of the tractor, David Rydberg of Essex, was not injured during the accident. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported a woman and her two children escaped injury following a rollover accident Friday afternoon southeast of Stanton. 28-year-old Aaron Nicole Johnson of Villisca was turning north onto Q Avenue from 250th Street at around 4:15 p.m. Friday when she lost sight of the road due to dust created by another vehicle. When the 2012 Dodge Durango she was driving got too close to the shoulder, the loose gravel pulled the SUV into the east ditch, causing it to roll over onto its top. Johnson refused treatment for herself and the children, but the trio were later transported by private vehicle to the Clarinda Regional Hospital to be checked out. The Durango, registered to 31-year-old Lane Richard Johnson of Villisca, was a total loss. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said over the weekend two people had been arrested Friday afternoon on theft charges. 67-year-old Victor Wendell Gray and 41-year-old Eric Matthew Gray, both of Corning, were taken into custody at around 1:40 p.m. Both men were charged with theft in the second degree after allegedly stealing an air conditioning unit at 1200 Davis Avenue in Corning. Victor and Wendell Gray were being held in the Adams County Jail over the weekend on $5,000 cash bond each. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating an apparent incident of criminal mischief which occurred Saturday southeast of Red Oak. Officials say a resident at 2245 J Avenue told authorities a motorist notified that resident on Sunday that his mailbox was found on the roadway and had stopped to remove it. At the same time, another motorist passed by and informed the first motorist that she'd seen a red pickup truck pulling onto the roadway out of the east ditch north of the residence. No other details about the vehicle were available, and the incident remains under investigation. And one of the suspects wanted in connection with last Thursday's brutal beating of a Council Bluffs woman who was found handcuffed in a pickup truck has been taken into custody. According to Omaha television station KETV, members of the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force took 38-year-old Brian Bay of Crescent into custody after shooting him with a taser. Bay and 32-year-old Travis Labneau of Omaha are accused of kidnapping and beating 29-year-old Tabitha Proplish Thursday afternoon. The other man remains on the lam, and anyone with information about the location of Travis Labneau is urged to contact the Pottawatomie County Communications Center or 911. News time is 7:13.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
I have such a hectic schedule today. My mother just called, and she needs her prescription refilled. I just don't know how I can get by Health Mart and make all my other appointments on time.
Don't worry. At Health Mart, we offer free delivery. I can refill Bonnie's prescription, and we'll take it to her house. And since Health Mart pharmacies honor insurance plans, including Medicare, I'll handle that end of it for you, too. Since Health Marts are independently owned pharmacies, it's easy to offer free delivery.
Wow, you are a lifesaver.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing: allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
In the funeral announcements, Aletha Mae Brew, age 86 of Harlan, died May 27th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Frances Jean Jeannie Carlson, age 59, of Atlantic, died May 29th. Memorial services for Jeannie Carlson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3, of Fontenelle, died May 27th. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Roland Raleigh E. Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th in Idaho. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held next Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.